الحمد لله والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات مدارسة العقيدة الإسلامية الصحيحة، ولا نزال مع كتاب فضل الإسلام لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى، ومع الباب الثاني منه، باب وجوب الدخول في الإسلام. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new proper عقيدة of Islam. And we are still with the book of the virtue of Islam compiled by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala, and we are still with the second chapter of it, which is titled by the obligation of entering Islam or accepting Islam. قال الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى في آخر حديث في هذا الباب، the Sheikh said, may Allah be merciful, with him, as in the last hadith that he brought as an evidence for the obligation of entering Islam, he said, وبالصحيح عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه في الصحيح، أي بصحيح البخاري، قال في الصحيح أي بصحيح البخاري، السير إن الصحيح which is صحيح البخاري، عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما، from ابن عباس may Allah be merciful with both of them، أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، أولا ابن عباس هو عبد الله ابن عباس ابن عبد المطلب الهاشمي القرشي ابن عم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولد قبل الهجرة بثلاث سنين، وكان يقال له الحبر والبحر لكثرة علمه، وقد نشأ في بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند خالته ميمونة في معظم طفولته، ولذا فقد دعا له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بدعوة اختصه بها من بين سائر من هم في سنه من أبناء المسلمين إذ ذاك، فقال اللهم علم فقهه في الدين وعلمه التأويل. عبد الله is the son of العباس the son of عبد المطلب الهاشمي القرشي the cousin of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was born 3 years before the Hijrah and he was raised in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the house of his aunt Maymuna bint al-Fadl, Maymuna bint al-Hal. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a supplication for asking Allah ta'ala for him. That Allah ta'ala blesses him with the fiqh, the proper understanding, the jurisprudence of the rulings of Islam, and to teach him or give him the knowledge of interpretation of the Quran. And that's why he used to be called Al-Habru, meaning the Hebrew or the scholar, the major scholar. Wal-Bahru, the sea or ocean, because of his big ilm, big knowledge. مات بالطائفي رحمه رضي الله تعالى عنه سنة 68 من هجرة. He passed away in Taif, may Allah be pleased with him, in year 68 of the Hijra. ولا يزال قبره إلى جوار مسجده المشهور مسجد ابن عباس في وسط الطائف إلى يومنا هذا. And his grave is well known adjacent to his mosque, which is well known too by the mosque of Ibn Abbas at the middle of Taif. أخرج حديثه الجماعة. His hadith was reported by the جماعة, by the scholars of hadith. وله في كتب الحديث 1696 حديثا. And he has the total number of hadith as cut up in all the books of hadith, 1,696 hadith. اتفق الشيخان على 75 منها. Both Bukhari and Muslim agreed upon 75 of them. وانفرد البخاري ب 28 ومسلم ب 49 حديثا منها. Bukhari has reported independently 28 hadith, while Muslim reported independently 49 hadith of the hadith of Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما. قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال, he said, verily the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, أبغض الناس إلى الله ثلاثة. أبغض الناس إلى الله ثلاثة. Allah تعالى hates the most three types of people. Three types of people are more hated by Allah than any others. ملحد في الحرم. ملحد في الحرم. نعم. ومبتغ في الإسلام سنة الجاهلية, ومطلب دم امرئ مسلم بغير حق ليهريق دمه. رواه البخاري. إيه صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the most behated people by Allah تعالى are three times, three qualities. ملحد في الحرم. ملحد is a noun or a name of is a noun for anybody who to do anything wrong within the boundaries of the Haram of Mecca, not the mosque but the boundaries of the Haram. الملحد هو كل من نوى وكل من نوى الإفساد في حدود حرم مكة, لا المسجد الحرام فحسب بل حدود مكة كاملة, كما قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. عز ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما سيد في تفسير قوله تعالى, ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذق من عذاب أليم. قال رضي الله تعالى عنه, لو أن إنسانا في صنعاء نوى أن يفسد بالحرم لأهلكه الله فيها في ذلك قبل أن يصل. ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما said, if anybody intends to destroy or do anything wrong in the haram, even if he is in Sana'a, he would be destroyed before reaching the haram. لأن الله تعالى يقول كما في سورة الحج الآية 25 منها, as Allah تعالى says in سورة الحج آية 25 of it, ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم. ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم. And he whoever intends and he whoever inclines to evil action therein or to do wrong or to do wrong, we shall cause him to taste a painful torment. نعم. قال ابن عباس, قال الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى في تفسير هذه الآية, قال ومن يرزي بإلحاد أن يهم فيه بأمر فظيع من المعاصي الكبار, وقوله بظلم أي عامدا قاصدا أنه ظلم ليس بمتأول كما قال ابن جرير عن ابن عباس هو التعمد. وقال علي بن أبي طلحة عن ابن عباس بظلم أي بشرك, وقال مجاهد أي أن يعبد فيه غير الله, وكذا قال قتادة وغير واحد, وقال العوفي عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما بظلم أي هو أن تستحل من الحرم ما حرم الله عليك من إساءة أو قتل, فتظلم من لا يظلمك وتقتل من لا يقتلك, فإذا فعل ذلك وجب له العذاب الأليم. وقال مجاهد بظلم يعمل فيه عملا سيئا وهان عازم عليه وإن لم يوقعه، كما قال ابن أبي حاتم في تفسيره: عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنهما ومن يرث فيه لقوله ومن يرث فيه بإلحاد بظلم، قال: لو أن رجلا أراد فيه بإلحاد بظلم وهو بعدن أبين لأذاقه الله من العذاب الأليم. إمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى سيد اللي قالت ذيس آية ومن يرزي بإلحاد بظلم، he said it means that he intends to do a very major sin, and saying بظلم means intending. Intending to oppress and to commit this type of sin, not somebody who have some ijtihad to do something and says to do it, as Ibn Jarir reported from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that it is the thing intended to be done. Ali ibn Abi Talha reported from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the interpretation of this ayah, he said bidhulm meaning with shirk, committing shirk in the haram boundaries. And Mujahid said it is to worship other than Allah in the haram area, as said Qatada and more than one from the scholars of interpretation of the Quran. Al-Awfi, Atiyyat al-Awfi, reported from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum, بِظُلْمٍ, he said it is two which is non-permissible, permissible, and يعني do it in the haram, or it is even just to do it without even believing that it is permissible, just doing it in the haram is doing something wrong to the haram, or to kill someone who did not kill you, or who did not fight you, or wishes to kill you, or to oppress somebody who didn't do nothing to you. Ibn Abbas said, as if he, the person, does so, then he deserves the severe torment from Allah Ta'ala. Mujahid said, Mujahid is one of the major students of Ibn Abbas, he said, بِظُلْم, with oppression, and oppressing means here that he does something wrong in the haram, and that is because of the characteristic of the haram that Allah Ta'ala gave it. So whoever intends or plans anything evil in the haram, even if he does not do it, he'd still be punished for that he done it. Ibn Abi Hatim reported in his tafsir from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that he said, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِي بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ, he said, if a man wishes or intends or plans or to do anything wrong and destroy him, even if he's still in Adan, Abyan, Aden, in Yemen, in Haram, all this to protect this scattered house of Allah. قال ومبتغ في الإسلام سنة الجاهلية ومبتغ في الإسلام سنة الجاهلية. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب اقتضاء الصراط المستقيم، اقتضاء الصراط المستقيم سنة الجاهلية يندرج فيها كل جاهلية مطلقة أو مقيدة، أي في شخص دون شخص، كتابية أو وثنية أو غيرهما، من كل مخالفة لما جاء به المرسلون. يسأل سنة الجاهلية، the way of the جاهلية includes every جاهلية whether it is for individuals or يعني an individual يعني other than يعني a particular individual or a place or a time, and whether this arrogance or ignorance is kitabiyya, meaning from the innovations and evils that the people of the book of scripture do, or even wathaniyya, the innovation or association that the people of atheism do, the atheists do, or other than them from the kuffar, whoever opposes the prophets and messengers. Now, so that is the sunnah al-jahiliyyah in Islam. Yani, after Allah Ta'ala blessed him with Islam, he still intends to do something from the jahiliyyah. Something from the jahiliyyah. وَمُطَّلِبُ دَمِ مْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ. And the one who seeks kill someone, one who seeks to kill someone chase to kill someone to spill his blood with no valid reason according to the Sharia, these are the worst are the worst qualities of people that Allah Ta'ala hates the most. Naam. ثم قال الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى وعن محمد بن وضاح أنه كان يدخل المسجد فيقف على الحلق فيقول فذكره أي ذكر الحديث، أي ذكر الحديث. نعم. وهو قوله كما في الصحيح البخاري عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال يا معشر القراء استقيموا فإن استقبتم فقد سبقتم سبقا بعيدا فإن أخذتم يمينا وشمالا لقد ضللتم ضلالا بعيدا. حديث which is the author of حذيفة بن اليمان in صحيح البخاري in the book of الاعتصام by the Quran and Sunnah, the protection from misguidance by the Quran and Sunnah, the charter of following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, Hudhayfah, said to the Qurra, meaning the scholars, Ya ma'ashar al-Qurra, all you people of knowledge, استقيموا, straight up yourselves on the right path. فإن استقبتم فقد سبقتم سبقا بعيدا. As if you straight up your path, as if you straight up yourself on the straight path of Allah, then you are when you have gone ahead of everyone else. As if you, but if you take to the right or to the left, then you have been misguided, a very clear misguidance. Imam Hamad al-Abdu'ab qala, Imam Hamad al-Abdu'ab anna Muhammad ibn Wadda'ah now kan yadkhul masjid fayaqab al-hilak fayaqul هذا الحديث. He Muhammad ibn Wadda'ah used to enter the mosque and then he come to the circles of knowledge and he says this other from Hudayb ibn Yaman. وقال أنبأنا سفيان بن عيينة عن مجالد عن الشعبية عن مسروق قال قال عبد الله عن ابن مسعود ليس عالم ليس عام إلا والذي بعده أشر منه لا أقول عام أمطر من عام ولا عام أخصب من عام ولا عام أمير من ولا أمير خير من أمير لكن ذهاب علمائكم وخياركم ثم يحدث أقوام يقيسون الأمور بآرائهم فيهدم الإسلام ويتلم أن يكسر. وهذا حديث عظيم ينبغي المسلمين أن يتفكروا فيه ويلتزموه. This is a great hadith that the Muslims need to study it and think of it and straight up themselves on it. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه said there will be no a new year. There will be no year, any particular year, except that the one after it is worse than it. It's going to be worse than it. There will be no a year, except that the one after it is worse than it. I don't say, Ibn Mas'ud saying, I don't say a year has more rain than the other. I don't say a year has more grass than the other. I don't say nor that a ruler is better than the other. But it is by the death, by the death of your ulama, of your scholars, and your noble ones, and then the teaching position is going to be taken by people who always estimate things by their own brains, meaning they don't take any delil from the Quran and Sunnah. They just do what they ever think is good. And then Islam is going to be destroyed and broken. That's why we have to be careful, ya ikhwan, from whom we take the ilm. Anybody who did not really study it, not those who raise the flag or known as da'i or as this or that, even if he speaks about Salafiyya, yet if they did not study, they are not graduated, they did not graduate from an Islamic an institute that is known by the ilm, the proper ilm of Sharia of Islam, the like of the Islamic University in Medina, nor that he is somebody who's known that he studied, not only being in contact with the alim, but he studied with the alim. He sought to the alim. He bent his knees by the alim for a long time. And you can see that on his tongue. He speaks fluent Arabic and recites Quran fluently. And he can do the i'rab of the Arabic language. And he has the principles of ilm, principles of hadith, the principles of fiqh, usul fiqh, tafsir, etc. If he is not like this person, then don't take ilm from him. Even if he speaks very fluently in Arabic, or nice, or he speaks on the tongue of ulama, don't be deceived by these qualities of people. These are only misguiders. They are misguiding people. Even if they raise the flag of Sunnah and Salafiyah, they are yet either Juhal, wishes fame, or they are misguiders who try to misguide the people, and they cause more corruption than they do anything good to this ummah. So you people, be careful. It is not any the qualified people who either graduated, as we say, and or someone who studied with the alim for long term, and both of them, we have to see that on their tongues when they speak. We have to see that on their actions when they act. We have to see the knowledge. Otherwise, do not take ilm from such people, because they are only going to misguide you and mislead you. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.